Blog Talk Radio.
it's a sentimental song, but it's an absolutely beautiful one. And that's the gals from Wicked, the stage play. Are you with me, Nick?
I am, finally.
Well, we had a call in, and I'm not quite sure if it was the girl's number, but when I tried to call the number that came, Holly called in on to me with, it said that the phone was out of service range. You know how it does, whatever.
Yeah.
So we might have to reschedule the Goddess Project. However, we are here tonight. And one thing that get a lot of this June, a lot of energy flip-flopping all around about we've got solar flares now, and today's one of those days that seems to be bringing people to sensitive places. I mean, there's a lot of sensitivity out there is what I'm trying to say. And just before we went on, I got some really, you know, trying news. I want to say something. I want to say that no matter where we are right now in this world or what we're doing, it's, you know, we really need to count our blessings and keep it in that direction, the gratitude, and release the fear. We all know that the fear creates all malady and disease and all of the chaos. So it seems like it's our job as light workers these days to just, you know, repel fear.
Yes, absolutely. And to see how strong it can be and how it can come sort of in different energies, like your own or from outside or you're not sure what or whatever. But it's true, the best thing that we can do is to stay in that power, calm place. I think that's the exercise for right now for everybody, because even when you get it, you know, you don't always keep it. I think that's just part of the game here, you know, like we need to learn how to get it and stay in it for as long as possible, and then if we drop it, we just learn how to pick it up as quickly as possible so we can have the most time in that calm, balanced state.
Well, I don't know, to tell you honestly, if I ever get completely to a calm, balanced state, but I do know that I successfully can get out of the fear sometimes. I laugh, I think about other things, I get involved in projects, I keep myself busy. Gosh knows I got happy to have lots of stuff to take care of on the bench. And there are things that this year, lots of change, there's change to be had and face and la, 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 all of that. And in between, I'm doing my very best not to play into it. Lots of folks out there have to face really what I'm getting around and dancing around is hearing bad news about an old friend and their health. And listen, folks, I hope never comes the day that you have to sit down and think, oh my God, I wasted all that time being afraid of bullshit, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Being afraid of just absolutely bullshit when the really important things are embracing the day, being with your friends, loving your family, and taking advantage of the time that you have. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Living in the now is just so very important. And the gals who were supposed to have on this evening, the Goddess Project is what it's called. They're making a film. They're out there in a bus that's running on converted fuel. In other words, if you smell French fries, they're probably coming your way. And they're young, they're energetic, and they are embracing the adventure of life, by going out, getting on the road, and finding women who have embraced life in their own unique way, woman empowered. And it's they're cataloging, chronicling all kinds of people. They went, they visited Flash up at her place in Moonhaven. And right now they're on their way between, they're in the mountains of Tennessee heading over to Asheville, North Carolina. So I know they're in the mountains. And they're just doing an extraordinary project here. By being on the road, they're going all cross country, and they're meeting with women who have been, you know, for some reason they're uniquely embracing life as empowered women, you know.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So they have a great energy from their. Their promo that they have up, like, they're just vibrant. It's really awesome.
Yes, there definitely is. And I was, hang on, I'll play their, what do you call it? Just give me a moment here.
Their taster.
Yeah, here we go.
Know that everybody has gifts. And the gifts are not for us. They're to give. We're supposed to give our gifts. We are three women living in modern-day America, and we have been granted many gifts.
I have a vision.
I have a voice. I have a dream.
I'm a filmmaker. Sharing stories is the reason that I'm here.
I am a sound designer. My heart resonates with the sincerity of sound. I am an artist, and I strive to create beautiful things which evoke love and consciousness.
Of all the gifts we receive, the greatest gift has been finding each other.
Throughout our lives, we dreamt of creating a documentary that encourages unity. Now our hearts beckon us to travel across America to help women share their truth.
We can get trapped in what society thinks we're supposed to do.
Society has painted a picture that does not accurately represent the women of this country.
How dare people tell us that we should restrict our lives to their idea of who we are? We don't even know who we are. It may seem so big or so impossible or so daunting or so expensive or so far, but do not hide your light. Let it shine, for others see their possibilities in your reality.
There's so much truth to be told. It's dangerous.
There's a place for women. We just have to take it.
Through unity among women, we can shift humanity into an entirely new state of being.
Our job is to go out in the world and be big. Live a bigger life that may not even feel comfortable for us, so that other people can look at that and go, she can do that. Then maybe I can live my dream too.
So that's basically the copy they have out. It's a really nice video, and it's on their page, which I'm going to put the tag into the chat. Yes, ma'am, into the chat. Oh, but for some reason, and as I said, their numbers, and so basically we're going to have to reschedule the gal. So if you're here to listen to the girls from the Holly and I think her name is Leah, who's with her. If you're waiting for them, they haven't been able to call in yet. And so being on the road, I'm not sure where the heck they are. But
it's funny. I just went to Asheville this past March, And it's true, about like half an hour before you get to Asheville, like the hour at least before it is like all mountains and you're pretty high up. And so I can just imagine.
Hang on. We do have a caller. Go ahead. You're on live, 205. Oh, my God. Here we go again. You know what?
They're gone again?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Hello and goodbye.
I'm going to try giving them a call.
Okay.
And see if it works. It's, you know, sometimes these things happen this way for a reason, although I can't imagine what it is. But you're going to hear the dialing.
Maybe people that want to listen to them can't make it today, so they're being postponed. That's a good reason to me.
So maybe we can pick them up here.
You never know.
Greetings, family. I hope you're having a wonderful Earth Day. Please leave me your name and number, and I'll call you back. Ashe.
I got a feeling that that's not, you know, they're unable to
get the signal. Yeah.
You know, some days are like this, honey.
Yeah. That's for sure. I mean, I just have to say, you know, if I'm a little bit distracted, I mean, I came in to do the show and I look outside and there's all these barricades on every corner coming in and out of Battery Park City, a million police, and all these people waiting to either get out of Battery Park City or to clearly come home, and they're just like having them stand there. And I was like, this is a little bit of crazy. Like, what's going on? People can't cross the street. They were letting the cars through. So they seem to have relaxed a little bit. I saw a lot of New Yorkers, you know, hand gestures, clearly going, what is happening here? And I am not feeling this.
Not even
very impressed. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Did you hear me?
I can hear you, hon. We seem to have a Chinese fire drill going on tonight.
The Chinese fire girl?
Fire drill.
Fire drill.
That's usually what I say when everything's, you know, all fucked up. Oh, my goodness. I think that the girls tried to call in, but they keep getting dropped. They're probably in the mountains. There's a lot of places up there where your call will get dropped. I know it personally, as you were saying, too. So we will reschedule for when they're in the flatlands, maybe next week. And do we have a topic to at least to draw out into a 30-minute segment here?
Sure. I mean, I feel like there's so much going on, you know, getting all the information from Rattree 7 and all the various members and so forth. I've seen that, like, the last couple of days there's been some really interesting things going on all sides. And honestly, just thinking about, like, what's going on outside right now, it's like, well, with everybody that's having, you know, we're all seeing what the people that at least control the police are about. We know that. And then I can't help but look at the police as people and go, all right, well, I understand that you need this paycheck and all, but, like, can you feel cool about yourself doing these things? And on top of that, we have, like, Obama sitting here, and it's like, what, do you think, like, the real people are going to do something to him? Like, I don't know. It's just a very interesting. It feels like a lot of, I don't know if it's like they're fearing for Obama or it's just more kind of like getting in your way system, like annoyance. I don't know. It's a very interesting energy that's happening right outside my door today. And I feel like it coincides with like what's happening you know, what I've been reading about.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking that, frankly, it's one of those days where we're, I was prepared to talk to the ladies, and then
sure.
I spoke to somebody just prior and got a little bad news about an old friend, and then we're having all these communication problems, and then you're talking, and you know what I think? I think that that's a symptom of the communications breakdown that's kind of going on right now. You know, we're listening. It seems to me, because I was looking, you were talking about looking over in Roundtree 7. I'm thinking you're thinking about not just the blog, but on Facebook and the rooms
right.
and all that. And all the information that we see being posted, because if you are paying attention or you're a member of certain groups over there, you get information that isn't, you know, usually on the front pages or on the MSM. You know, we're getting, you know, we're getting a lot of posting by people who are out there looking to speak truth to power and not corporate, you know, monologue. And the information is kind of frightening out there. Well, it's not kind of, it's very frightening. And I know David just put up a post over at Roundtree 7, the blog itself, on drones that are being used in the city and right here close to us. These are drones, by the way, that are going to spy on you. If you live in a large city, gosh knows they'll probably get out to the urban areas around the large cities too. But they're going to have infrared cameras and all that kind of stuff that all of the helicopters do, only it's a lot more smart. I'm thinking it's a lot cheaper. They run on a lot less, maybe, than a helicopter might, although I don't see how they can be of help to the police the way helicopters are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The helicopter, the pilot can sit right on top of a criminal that's hurting another police officer on the ground and scare the heck out of them and follow them wherever they can. But with a drone,
right.
Are they going to follow them? No. All the drone does is go where it's programmed to go and collect information and data or to create harm.
Right. Right. So you got to ask yourself, like, what are they doing?
Yeah.
What's the real purpose here, you know?
It's a little, and that on top of the fact that there's just a lot of information right now that's, on one hand, it's an election year. And on the other hand, here in America, we know what kind of a circus that is. And on
right.
another hand, if you look at what's going on in the rest of the world, it's kind of scary out there. So people are being challenged with fear, as I started out with, you know.
I think no matter what side you're on, you're getting challenged with fear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
It is the better idea is to not get afraid and to go, but you know, have the hopeful side up, the sunny side up. There is going to be a renaissance. This is the right time for renaissance. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Everything is in place. That's right. This is when artists speak out, and hopefully everybody will find their artistic side and speak out.
And you've got to cultivate that, and you also have to, you really do have to encourage and nurture people to follow their muse, like these gals with the Goddess Project are doing. You know, it takes a lot of course, I can remember when I was young, well, when I was just in school, I took a little more than a summer. I took a whole term, and we went across country in a van, just to travel across country in a van. You know,
nice.
we had a ball. Of course, we didn't have a goal like these ladies do. These ladies have a wonderful goal, and they're chronicling it. But I'd like to think that, I mean, I recorded with a tape recorder a lot of stuff from that, and wrote about it and took pictures. So I chronicled it the way I could in the day, which was 78. Oh, my God.
Cool, man.
Yeah, I can remember. I had quadraphonic sound in the van. It was a van that a big, huge Ford Econoline van that had a bed in the back with an arch.
Oh, wow.
And the floor of it, I had like about 7 inches of really nice, thick foam padding. So when you got on that, anybody could sit there and be comfortable, you know.
Wow.
A beanbag chair. Oh, we're going back.
Wow.
It was shag carpeting and the whole thing. Oh yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Had a Pioneer cassette quadraphonic system bolted to the roof, and right next to it, you're gonna love this, CB radio.
Oh, nice. So you can talk to all the truckers.
Oh, we had them all. We had them all. Yeah.
That's awesome. Isn't that awesome? That's like everything you just said is like from another time. Like,
oh,
you're going to take a van, you know, or an RV. Like, that's like so much gas. Like, you know, like you had it. You had it all right there. It sounds fantastic. I'm a little nostalgic about
the
70s.
Well, you got to remember, these gals are traveling across, and the bus is beautiful. They had an artist by the name of... oh, my goodness. Her name is Michelle Markinson. She paints these beautiful, lovely goddess bodies, the female form, and she did their bust. It's just a beautiful piece of artwork, really. And they're traveling on a converted engine that runs off of, you know, they're going from McDonald's to McDonald's collecting grease, you know.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah, they're not using gas. No way. And I love it. I absolutely love it. I think it's just fabulous.
Yep. I absolutely agree.
Yeah. I fell asleep last night. Here's something that's crazy. I fell asleep last night watching... you know, there's not much on watching on demand of a series that's now on, I guess, TNT called Falling Skies, about aliens, you know, invading us. It's about an ongoing series about, like, Independence Day or something. But the thing is that the reality of having this constant warfare going on, it's what I fell asleep to last night, and it kind of creeped into my... Let that be a lesson. Too much TV is bad, bad, bad.
Yeah.
I fell asleep with that, and I think it gave me bad dreams about where we're at. And then today I'm reading all of this information on drones being used now. They've been deployed, and there's tanks that have also been deployed to several urban or cosmopolitan cities, large cities, including down here to Fort Lauderdale, Miami. I'm not sure if West Palm Beach has it.
Why?
Well, and not only that, well, let's talk Occupy.
Is that why?
I'm not sure. I mean, they aren't.
Why
really
else?
It's Homeland Security, but Homeland Security coordinated all of the police departments that were working during the time of, you know, when Occupy was filling the streets so fully in all of the different cities. I think you're going to see a startup again soon. I'm not sure when, but I think Egypt is going to get very... Like, very quickly, it's going to start filling the streets again. And when you look at what's going on in Syria, ongoing, and it's just so, you know, if you're paying attention to the social networks and you know how common people, the citizens of all the countries all over the world are getting to know one another intimately on these social networks, as I am, I knew you are. I have friends in Pakistan and Iran, and I've said this often. And the point is that we don't think of each other as the problem. We think of our leaders and the corporations as the problem, which is the truth. And I think that this is becoming more and more clear to people who are not, you know, the ones we think of as being asleep because they only pay attention to network news kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's a great awakening going on, and I think it's happening quicker than we realize.
Yeah, I think so, too. I've been saying the same thing. You know, I think it has to, because right now there's so much energy. I mean, it's really, I mean, I feel like we've been having this conversation for at least 6 months, if not a year now, and the conversations have gotten more frequent, and the energy is now like kind of becoming a constant, and then there's more energy, and then there's new energy, and then different energy, and then like extreme amount of whatever, and it's got to be pushing really hard on the people that are not, that don't even know to go along with the stream, the energy that the world, you know, our planet and the cosmos are giving us.
Well, there is a magnetic influence going on as far as this June. We are coming up on a summer solstice, a solstice. We're halfway through 2012. Do you know? I mean, halfway through 2012. And I've been reading, whereas a lot of especially feminine energy, female writers and channelers are talking about, you know, it's time. It's time for us to know exactly who we are and to hold the resonant energy of being in the now, and holding fear back, not to perpetuate in fear, to find the positive stuff, and also to bring people's attention to, I don't know how you do both, but bring people's attention to all of what needs to change around us. And when you look at what needs to change around us, well, hell, that's why you and I get into talking about what's happening in the world of politics and what's happening on the front of finances globally and everything, because it's come to this place where a huge catalyst event is brewing. Mm. We thought, you know, paradigm shift, sure, you know, we're working towards that. Well, a paradigm shift requires great, great social change, and it's there right in front of us getting ready to happen.
Yeah. It's funny because I've been watching interviews with Bob Dylan and David Bowie, and talk about two people, artists that are clearly on another level, very tapped in, just with their funneling of creative talent musically. When they get in front of these people, they both, I noticed, do the same thing. They, if you ask a stupid question, you either get a stupid answer or no answer, or both of them. If it's really, like, some of these questions, like, they sound so manufactured by the press. Even in that time, I'm talking, you know, these are like 1970 around interviews that I'm watching. And to watch them sit there and stay in their integrity and rarely get annoyed, sometimes get annoyed, but they will never say an answer that doesn't go along with their own integrity and makeup. You know, they're not going to give the answer that you're looking for, And if you keep pressing them, they will deflect you just as easily. It's like you can't get anywhere near them. Like one was saying to Bob Dylan, oh, well, you know, since you're the voice of the generation, he was like, I never said that. I'm just making music. And they're like, well, but, you know, everything you say, he's like, yeah, because it needs to be said, but don't make me the voice of something. And David Bowie said the same thing. They were like, well, you know, everyone looks to you for what. He's like, they shouldn't be, my opinion shouldn't matter. I'm just doing that, you know, I'm really glad that everyone loves it or these people that you're talking about, but, you know, I'm just being me. You could see them trying to put them into boxes, and they just won't go. They will not go.
There's no doubt in anybody's mind that Bob Dylan did write the poetry of his generation there in the folk. He and Joan Baez clearly opened the road.
Sure.
They were both revolutionaries. More that Joan Baez was a revolutionary, and he hitched his star to her tail, and then of course kicked her off the bus at one point.
What he was saying really was that, you know, I don't want to have that kind of label and then go, oh, yes, I am the voice of the generation. Like, he's not going to say that, even though it's very clear with his songs and everything. Like he said, I'm saying what needs to be said, which is what needed to be said at the time, and then you become the voice of that generation. But you know what I mean? To make him talk on that, you know?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I'm hearing what you're saying, but I do know that Bowie spoke more for my generation, whereas Dylan was a generation before me. Pardon me, but it doesn't matter because both of them did say what needed to be said.
Yes.
And it's been a constant. In the 80s, it sort of switched back to this I, me, my. So, and like the 90s, too, the Generation X folks, you're Generation X, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
72.
You're a child of the 80s, right?
Oh, 72. Thank you, though, for that.
No,
so
I mean, you grew up in the 80s, right? You were a kid in the 80s.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I remember the 70s, though. You know, that's a lot. Of, like, I remember, well, like, the last 3 years of the 70s. So that into the 80s, at least I have context for the 80s. But, yeah, super 80s, I guess.
hair
and everything.
Well, certainly there's a voice for every era. And I think people would be, you know, using their own favorites to say who the voices were. But in the 80s and the 90s, I got to tell you, I don't know who the voice of the era was. For me in the 70s, it was Bowie, it was Crosby, Stills, Nash. But more than Baez or Bob Dylan, and I think she's become very potent and important again, is Joni Mitchell. I mean, the woman is the poet of several generations. And, you know, she's the one who said that, you know, we were stardust, we're golden, and we've got to get our way back, find our way back to the garden. You know, she wrote Woodstock. She's written several of the most revealing, like Dylan, revealing songs. And she's been doing it right along. And she just, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with her Shine album a couple years ago, but she comes back to saying, you know, talking about what she calls the breakdown of this century. And you're right. Yeah, that performers really do. They really do call it out as it's happening. Who's calling it out right now, Nick?
You know, I have. I'm turning back to the ones. You know, I'm turning back to Jimi Hendrix and listening to the way he rides melodies and how he finds exactly the right timing. I mean, I'm fascinated by it. And Dylan too. And Dylan has a new song. It's called Not Dark Yet. And he says it's not dark yet, but it's getting there. And it's definitely a song for right now. He says my sense of humanity is going down the drain.
I'll have to look for that.
Yeah.
It's a really great song. I have a little bias against Dylan. I think he kind of sold out. But, you know, that's just me and my crap. But I am much more of a David Bowie fan. there's no doubt that Dylan did, you know, and still does. Bring it to the public. He brings it on. You know how it's true, because there's I see a lot of people who are interested in these reality show stars. But you know what? It's all about getting fame. It's all about make believe, really. And it's not about any real change or efficacy or, you know, any value here. We're talking about people. It kind of, and I know a lot of people really enjoy reality shows, but it keeps them like hypnotized away from what's happening in the world.
Yeah.
And it tells them a lie. And I think now that's where Dylan will someone like Bob Dylan would say it's a lie. He'll write about, you know, how the damn reality shows and the hooks we all have into celebrity and how it's a lie, how the world is falling apart as we're hypnotized by this fantasy,
right?
You know,
I think that I know there's always been subliminal messages forever with TV, but I really kind of feel like they've turned up the volume, especially when it comes to these certain shows. I think they're really targeted there. So not only does the show content have strange information for your consciousness that's very kind of confusing and doesn't really go anywhere, it just kind of like mucks up the system, I think. And then I think they know that the people that are watching those shows are the ones that are going to buy all the things. And, you know, I think there's a lot of things geared towards eating and eating things that are craving, you know, like sugars and salts.
Oh, well, that's always been there, forever and ever. And I think people, what kills me, what I have watched over there, when I was just out of school and I was back down here working for the Sun Sentinel, I got a part-time job late at night working for Channel 51, where a guy by the name of Big Dave used to run old black and white stuff and do TV trivia. And we would do local commercials. But I have noticed that the commercials have changed hugely from, when it used to be let Hertz put you in the driver's seat, and orange juice and, honey made hams and things like that we all grew up around, or we at one time did. Or even in the 80s and 90s with shoes, the Nikes and all of that. But if you now it's about, there's a lot of stuff on about exercise. buying somebody's machine to exercise at home with, whereas there was always something, a lot of that, something a lot of with, women's beauty aids. But overwhelmingly, the largest amount of commercials now are for drugs. Drugs, drugs, drugs. And
wow.
A major amount of those drugs, from what I can tell,
mm-hmm.
are drugs you don't even fucking need. You just
right.
You want to go to your doctor and say, oh, wait a minute, I got this symptom. And if you listen, if you just listen to the side effects, I mean, I have listened to so many of them that part of the side effects are death.
Right.
That I'm, holy fucking shit. Are these people great? Yes. We're like fucking sheep hypnotized
yeah.
by the box
right.
with fantasy life and wanting nothing but what we can't have. It's like the dumbing down of America. It's like everybody's a closet Republican who thinks they're going to win the lotto and they're going to be rich. You
yeah.
know? I mean,
yeah.
the adventure of creating a life and building something, whether it's just being a little league coach on your kid's team, or if it's, taking art classes and painting watercolors for, say, I don't care what it is, Nick. There are so many people in society that have built their lives on this fantasy and plastic, and look what's happening now. It's all falling down. The bankers made a fortune off of them. It's just, wow. Yeah, there's a big catalyst moment coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can feel it.
Yeah. You really can. And that's what we were starting out, I played the song For Good from Wicked. And it really expresses the sentiment that we, none of us, would be who we are without the people who've come into our lives and the experiences we've had. But there are folks who come into our life for some reason, and it's like on the larger and the smaller. And on the smaller end for people, we have great leaders and stuff that come in and out of our lives. I can't think of the last time I could point to a great leader. The only one I can think of really is the one who took his train ride in a coffin all the way home from California.
Hmm.
And they killed him. I can't think, and now his son is going through hell. I cannot think of the last time, and it should be easy for me to reach out and say, oh, Hillary Clinton, I'll tell you who, Bella Abzug, Gloria Steinem.
Right.
We got them. It's just so hard to recall them because they're not out there. They're
right.
not being given the light, that is supposed to be. It's more, Aguilera or, Jesus, anybody. I would rather
yeah.
have Ozzy Osbourne for president,
yeah.
okay?
Right. Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Put Oz in the White House. Jesus,
yeah.
Share and run the country.
Right,
I mean,
right. Absolutely. I agree.
I would.
You know, it'd be no bullshit.
when I was young and I wanted to write and I thought that journalism might be where I was going, I can remember listening to Barbara Walters give a speech at Cornell, and I thought she was really wonderful. Look what she was able to do as a woman, independent news, had made her way into. I'll tell you what. I look at Barbara Walters now and see her for nothing but falsehoods. It's plastic. she's so brittle she would snap. And I never really thought, you know, and it's the same with you watch someone like Rhodes Scholar, smart woman, Dr. Maddow, was great on Air America. She gets on to corporate television, and look what has happened.
What happened?
She's a whitewasher for the White House. It breaks the heart.
Oh, I'm so shocked about her.
Yeah, well,
that's amazing. What do you think happened?
I think she got a paycheck, and she liked it. I think she likes being where she is. Hey, look, she is a wonderful teacher. She's an extraordinary teacher on politics, but she is absolutely corporate-led. It's like Big Ed Schultz. He was fabulous on the radio. He really, the worker's friend. He gets into MSNBC. He's bought and paid for by GE, just like Maddow. There's a reason Keith Olbermann didn't make it. And the reason was that the same one that's always been with Olbermann, he's got integrity. He really has. If anybody exemplifies, oh, hi, David. David snuck in the room. Guests couldn't call in tonight, so we're having a discussion here, David. I was talking about Olbermann. He basically, if anybody in the world comes close to being an Edward R. Murrow, it's Olbermann. If you go back and you listen to his comments on things for the last few years, you'll be so stunned at how. Really, I mean, I just align with what he says. I find what he has had to say honorable and integritist and the right thing. He's on the right side of humanity, and baby, that's what it's about right now, the right side of humanity. That's what a light worker is supposed to be out there, you know, holding up, the right side of humanity.
Yeah, somebody that's so smart, like Maddow, and you know, obviously got quite a paycheck for quite a number of years, and then needs more. Like, it's not like, you know, she's homeless and somebody shoved the check in her face and they're like, okay, we'll be this. You know, that's
she worked pretty hard. She worked pretty damn hard for everything she got, and then she got
sure
because Olbermann asked her to sit in for him. She got a position, and she was, you know, man, she was excellent. She still is very good, but she's absolutely bought and paid for. And it's just so disheartening to folks like ourselves who pay attention to what's really going on. And we think, well, we'll get some of the real deal if we go over and listen to Maddow. But people have known for the last year, especially through Occupy, you can't count on, no, absolutely not. Young Turks tries to keep up a good job, but I got to tell you, I've done better due diligence on a few things lately with just a Twitter account than they have.
Wow.
I mean, I'm wondering where the heck things are going. It seems as though as Jack Jodell says, you got the Link TV and you got Link TV, and I can't remember the name of the other one, but that's where you go to listen to Amy Goodman and Democracy Now!, which gives you honest information without any kind of slant. It's just that she's covering the truth. She always has been.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like the window is closing, like on that whole corporate thing. It's get the people like Olbermann that are going to stand in their integrity. It's like they don't have any place in there, and the ones that stay, it's like eventually kind of go that way. And I think, you know, it would be a great thing, I think, if everybody started to get their news from online. I mean, my friend was over and he goes, wow, I can't believe that he always asks me, where do you find these things? Where do you find these things? I check my email. And, yeah, you got to sift through things. You know, not everybody, not everything either you're interested in. Maybe you've heard it five times already, so you move on. But, you know, if you do the work and you sift through just a little bit, like 10 minutes, you can find some real gems and really learn something. And everyone I show those things to, they're like, wow, man. And then they find other things that are exactly like that, and the story builds. So you really get the sense that you're seeing the truth, and it's not run by any corporation. You know, nobody's getting paid unless, you know, they're getting hits and they've got some advertising. All right, but that's, you know, everyone's kind of their own business if they're making any money from this type of information. It's great. It's really great.
Yeah, that, and there are many sources right there next to you in New York, like the Independent over in Brooklyn that Manny Jalonski is on. There's a lot of different. If you go to places like you go to Michael Moore's site, his homepage, he's got a lot of resources where you can find the truth. There are several places where you can find what really is going on. And if you're on Facebook, there are rooms on Facebook that the people who belong to them are doing a pretty good job of putting the information up. Like Journey with Roundtree 7, there's other places too where you can find really good information, and there's rooms where you can make friends with people in other countries.
Right.
Social networking is, and I know there's a lot of especially friends of mine who will say, yeah, but they're gonna clamp down on us there too, and I'm like, you know. Some days you can't handle all the bad news.
Well, I mean, I would imagine that would be anarchy. Like, I already see that, you know, certain things are removed, or, you know, things that I that really resonate hard with me as really being the truth. Like, I'll copy and paste them and put them onto, you know, a Word document, because I don't know if somebody else is going to come along and look at it and take it down, you know. But I would imagine if there's some crazy stepping down, I mean, even the asleep ones, you know, they need to have their, you know, social gossip. They need to have all that too. So I think, I don't know, hopefully there's enough of all of us that know that freedom on the internet, it just has to be. If that goes, I don't know. I think it's
true, but
really changed the story.
Unless we get into the streets, and we're at the end of an hour, so
right.
I mean, we're really at the end of the hour.
Well, good conversation.
Oh, we got through this, and I guess next week we actually have another guest, so I guess we'll have to reschedule the ladies from the Goddess Project the week after. But hey, Nick, we filled an hour. We weren't so metaphysical; we were more political, but we were waking up the country, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
you know, poking it from all sides, you know.
Well, this was, I thank you for being with me here, and I will yak at you later. I thank everybody who's listened in, and David, thank you for stopping by.
Yeah, that's good night, David.
Us waving at David, and this is one of those just an interesting conversation shows we got to do again.
Yeah, nice.
Okay. Take care, and next week we have Annette Sasu from Mount Shasta.
It's 8 o'clock.
Yeah, it's my computer talks to me now.
You got a friend.
Annette Sasu from Mount Shasta will be with us, and she'll be channeling from Middle Earth. It should be interesting to find out what Adam and a lot of them have to say down there. Anywho.
Nice. That sounds great.
Okay. So thank you for dropping in. And, Nick, I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
That's all we got tonight.
All right. Good night.